Then how do you adjust? I don't know how to cook.
Did you maintain ties with the Philippines? Like, did you go back to visit?
Yeah. 84 or 83. And I don't like the weather and everything.
When you came to America, was it hard to like when people would ask you what race you were, like, were you ashamed of being Filipino?
No.
So you always like stuck to your traditions?
Oh yeah.
Is religion a big thing for you?
Yeah, it's a Catholic.
Oh. Okay, well, looking back on your experience, what have you done differently? Wait, hold on.
Differently? In the Philippines, I was a teacher. When I come over here, I'm not a teacher. I'm a clerk.
Why didn't you apply for a teacher job?
I apply in San Francisco University, USF, I think, like that. And then it's hard because I am a PE teacher, and it's hard for the pupil here. It's different.
Were you taught English in your school in the Philippines?
Yeah.
You were? How was your English? Was it, like, perfect?
Oh, not perfect, but, you know, we had accent, you know. So.
Have you ever tried to hide your accent?
No.
Okay. If you could, would you stay in the Philippines?
What if I could, what?
Like, if you could go back, would you want to stay in the Philippines?
No. No way, Jose.
Okay, so you don't regret coming to America?
No.
Alright. So, tell me a story from your childhood.
From my childhood? I was a tomboy when I was a little kid. I always play with boys. I always have boxing with boys. Always climbing the trees. Wherever the boys goes, I goes. Climbing the trees, everything.
So in when you came to America, you all your friends are boys?
No.
That
is in my childhood. I always in the street when I was a little kid, from elementary to high school. From elementary, I think, to high school. I always in the street.
Oh, were you bad?
Always playing the chip.
Alright,